I tried everything. I was, even when they took him away, I was optimistic that he was going to make it.
Peter Datch is still shaken up after witnessing a total stranger, now identified as Ronald McCready, take his final steps.
I could have made a friend and I lost one.
While police can't confirm lightning is what killed the 68-year-old Hamilton man, Datch says what he witnessed just before 5 yesterday afternoon as he was riding his bike here along this trail during a thunderstorm was unmistakable.
Then I see the bolt of lightning and the crack, and I just said to myself, oh my God, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Datch says after McCready collapsed, he looked for any signs of burn marks on the victim's hands and feet, but there were none. In fact, the only sign he could see that lightning had struck was the burnt-out bark on this tree.
When the paramedics arrived, they asked, well, how do you know you struck by lightning? I said, well, look at the tree.
Datch and another man gave him CPR for 5 minutes before paramedics arrived, but it would be in vain. Those who knew McCready, who lived in this apartment building by himself on Hamilton Mountain, say he loved his daily walk.
I felt really sad because I used to see him walking up and down the street almost every day.
The superintendent of his former building says he was stunned to learn what had happened.
Not a very good way to die. I could think of other ways to die, but not to be hit by lightning.
Peter Datch realizes he's lucky. It could have easily been him.
I was 2 to 3 seconds away from getting off my bike and being with him.